This is a HeadGum Original.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
All right, we are back on a Thursday. Hell yes.
Nice.
This is an official tradition at this point. This will be our third testing.
Third.
Thursday bonus episode.
Not four? I think it's four.
Is it four?
Yeah. But who's counting?
I mean, clearly not me. This one's kind of a special one because it is your birthday as well. Mm. An August 5th episode of our podcast.
That actually is a pretty big deal.
Yeah, I assume. So this week... you're going to be testing me on something. Last week I gave you a porn quiz. You did pretty well.
But not too well to the point where it was embarrassing. It was normal.
The week before you gave me a scuba quiz, and then the first week was me giving you a spelling bee.
That's right.
So
yeah.
I'm really curious to find out. I still don't know what you're going to be testing me on today.
Yeah. Well, because people often talk about you as if you are a robot. You know that.
Yeah.
You know that reputation that you have, aside from Chipmunk.
Yeah, emotionless, never feel high, never feel low, middle of the road.
So we are going to be giving you an emotional intelligence test.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. I didn't know that such a thing existed. Now I'm feeling kind of, oh.
Yeah.
You just shared your screen with me and I'm starting to get freaked out.
Right. You can see, you see what I see. The reason I had to share my screen is because this test has images that we'll have to describe to people.
I see. Okay.
Okay. So we're going to test your emotional intelligence. Facial expressions are a universal language of emotion. How well do you read other people?
Oh, interesting. Well, I think I'll be good at this because much like the Terminator, I'm able to sort of read facial cues and sort of analyze them in real time.
Right, so do you see this face?
Yep.
It is a woman who's I'll let you describe. Well, no, I can do that. All right. So yeah, she's smiling. Her eyes are open. She's staring at you. It's not a wide smile, but it's a tooth smile.
Yeah.
And we're asking, this face is expressing flirtatiousness, interest, happiness, or politeness.
Wow. Yeah. Okay. Well, I fear to guess flirtatiousness just on a standard rule. I'm like, I can never just assume someone's flirting with me, so I can eliminate that one.
But the difference between all of those and politeness is very severe. You like,
yeah.
She's.
I can't. I mean, this is almost like a test of this lady's acting ability too. Like, what if she's trying to pull off politeness, but it's actually happiness or interest?
Yes, you're instantly putting, if you get it wrong, on her. That's good.
Yes, this is her fault. But I guess, I mean, it's any smile could be happy. Like, you could be interested and also happy or polite and happy. Politeness? I don't think so. Interest? Maybe. I'll go fucking middle of the road. Let's just start with a softball. Happiness.
She's feeling happy. Correct.
Yes.
And this quiz says that you can tell by the muscles tightening around the eyes, pouching of the lower eyelid, and the lips, the corners of them are pulled up. And that's what we would call in the industry a smile.
No, I know what a smile is. Yeah, I get it.
All right.
I see. I think I was almost overthinking this quiz. Yeah, this next person is clearly angry. Yeah. He's expressing. Well, he's an Asian man, and he looks really mad.
Eyes are narrowed. Okay, so he's sadness, pain, anger, or disgust.
Yeah.
You think anger?
Yeah.
Okay. That is correct.
Yeah, I nailed it.
Being you've got the muscles contracting to furrow the brow. Okay. Next guy. This guy is he's got a middle part. He's looks to be a little older than me. He looks
like your older cousin.
Yeah. He's wearing a black turtleneck.
Yeah, this is Barry Hurwitz. He's sort of demure, eyes closed, smiling.
Right, and is he expressing embarrassment, sadness, amusement, or shame?
Wow, well, he's smiling, so it can't be sadness. Amusement feels weird because his eyes are closed and his head is cocked to the left. Mm-hmm. It could be shame. He sort of feels bad about himself, or embarrassment. What's the difference between those two, really, if you were to describe shame or embarrassment?
I think embarrassment,
it seems like those are very close.
Yeah, but I think embarrassment is a little more lighthearted. You can laugh at yourself when you're embarrassed. Like,
yeah. Ugh. There I go again.
Silly old me.
Yeah.
Shame
is like deep. It's I have something fundamentally flawed inside me, and I feel this sense of anger, guilt towards something.
Which Barry might have, but is he expressing that now? I don't know.
He's smiling with his mouth closed, so I'll go embarrassment.
All right. That is correct.
Nailed it.
Yeah.
Head moves down into the side. You know, I sort of use these context clues when I play poker as well. So I have been training for this kind of the last 20 years.
Oh, that's interesting. That's very interesting.
Reading people. If they're nervous, they might be bluffing. And if they're confident, they're just sort of cool and collected and they have a good hand.
And actually that brings us to our next lady, who is expressing maybe pride, contempt, excitement, or anger.
This is the lady
with a poker hand.
This is the lady who was smiling earlier and I said she was happy. Now she's sort of mouth closed, head cocked back, like telling me what up. Like, what's up?
Yeah.
She's not excited or angry.
No.
And she's either proud, or contempt. Mm-hmm. Contempt. I think she's proud. She's sort of like half smiling.
Of you?
Yeah.
And that is correct.
Wow. Yes. Head tilt back, thrusted chin, and corners up in a slight smile.
All right.
I'm kicking ass at this.
You really
are. I am emotional.
Oh, wow. Here's...
This guy's also in a black turtleneck.
Yeah. I guess maybe they all are. I didn't see the last person. Now I've been looking at their faces.
Yeah.
Do you think this guy's expressing fear, interest, surprise, or compassion?
This is classic surprised. Mouth agape, eyes open. And did I mention a black turtleneck?
Yeah. Correct. Absolutely correct. Our jaws
absolutely
drop
nailed
when
it.
We're surprised, but our lip corners go sideways when we're afraid, making the emotion
I know.
Look tighter. I mean, I didn't know that. That's interesting.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
Of course, eyes go wide when you're surprised. This is one of the easiest ones. I can't believe there's 15
jaws drop
more.
With the mouth not tightening.
Yeah.
Oh, this lady, what is she? Also in a black turtleneck.
Yeah,
she
black
looks
turtleneck.
Like she just fucking crop dusted a yard sale.
She's given us the side eye.
Yeah.
She's given us the side eye. Her mouth is closed and she's mad at me. I'm going to go with disgust.
Disgust versus
not
contempt.
Sad. Yeah. Contempt is like what? Like you're kind of unhappy about something that's happening.
Yeah.
It's kind of like disgust light.
Yeah. Okay. Incorrect. It was contempt.
It is contempt. Yeah. She's not quite disgusted with us yet.
Mm-hmm. Lips tighten on one side of the face, but not the other. If the tightening were on both sides of the face, the person could be swallowing or salivating. So,
am I disgusted, or do I just see a hamburger?
All right. Whoa.
This is the angry Asian guy from earlier, but his tongue is out. That's the only difference. Anger, pain, disgust. Now this guy's disgusted. That's the face he's doing.
The tongue out.
I'm
curious to read why the tongue goes out. People often confuse disgust and anger, but anger tightens the mouth and lowers the eyebrows more significantly and raises the upper eyelid. With disgust, the mouth opens and the tongue comes out, just in case you need to throw up.
Now, Jesus, that's really disgusting.
That's interesting. Oh, here we
go. Oh, yeah.
All this of these people look like they are smelling a fart. Like,
yeah.
This quiz so could this also be describe the type of fart these people are smelling.
This lady is giving us the side eye with a smile. She's sort of like, who, me? Oh, that's really funny. Maybe playfully touching my elbow. She's big flirtatiousness. Although one of the options is love. Yeah. So I'll go flirtatiousness. Although it might be love.
There's also desire.
Yeah, these are all kind of similar.
These are all kind of like come hither looks. Yep, yeah, you are
flirtatiousness.
Correct. Yes. Flirtatiousness, yeah.
Yes.
Head turns to the side. What conveys flirtatiousness is when someone turns his or her head away to signal, I'm not interested in you, but simultaneously makes eye contact. That's a universal display that reflects the ambivalence of flirtation. The flirter avoids and approaches someone at the same time.
Yeah, very I think this is, I mean, this is like a quiz for sociopaths. I can at the very least fake my way through this, answering mm-hmm. these questions.
All right.
This lady looks like she swallowed something terrible, like a pill is not going down properly.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm supposed to guess whether this face is expressing shame, anger, sadness, or pain.
Right.
She looks like she's like mid-swallow, can't look up at anything. It's mm-hmm. going down wrong. I'm going to go with pain.
Yeah, pain. Okay. That's correct.
Correct. Yeah. All right, yes. I'm 9 of 10 right now. That's pretty good.
Not bad at all. This guy, it's back.
Oh, Barry's back. Your Barry's cousin's back. Yep.
Fully looks constipated. Eyebrows up, forehead wrinkled, lips pursed, nostrils flared. Is Barry expressing compassion, sadness, anger, or interest?
He honestly looks like he's trying desperately to take a shit and it's not coming out. So I guess that's compassion. He feels bad for us. Right. Oh, like that kind of face, but like, oh, a little bit too.
It's correct, but I definitely, Barry, he's not the strongest performer.
Oh, here we go. Black turtleneck is back. As always, this lady is head back, cracking up. Her mouth is open. Her eyes are lit up.
Same lady as
she's
the flirtatious
smiling.
Look, actually.
Yes.
So,
and she's amused.
She's
absolutely amusement.
Yeah.
Yes.
Totally. We've seen that one before at the live shows. Yeah.
Oh, yes. People are happy to be here. Oh, this one's interesting. All right.
Is very subtle. They're getting a little more subtle.
Yeah. The lady who couldn't swallow is now just staring at me with her eyes open, almost in a way that's saying, are you for real? Are you really saying that right now?
Mm-hmm. Isn't that surprising?
But none of these are what I'm gathering. So I'm supposed to guess whether it's surprise, interest, desire, or happiness.
Mm-hmm.
Happiness, we saw already, there's no smile. Interest? This one looks more skeptical. Desire, definitely not. Mm-hmm. And not surprise. So I think just by process of elimination, I'm going to go interest.
Interest, yeah. I think so too. That's correct.
Yeah.
And it's the slight forward tilting of the head and the face. That was the telltale sign.
It's the slight forward tilting for me. Oh, Barry is back, and he is sad.
He was just there for the day rate. This is Barry. You're overdoing it, Barry. Sad.
Barry looked like he's just absolutely droopy, sad.
Barry is sad.
He's very expressive.
Yeah. Definitely. Okay. Oh, wow.
Oh, dear God. Oh, painful to swallow lady and happy lady is back, and she is licking the corner of her fucking mouth, staring at me.
So the options are disgust, love,
contempt, or desire. I mean, she is
there's
no come hither.
One. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Sure.
Yes.
That's correct. And their note is open mouth with tongue sticking out. Like,
it's gotta have the tongue. You need the tongue to stick out.
The mouth is probably so strongly linked to desire because of the connection to kissing. That's right. Quiz. Good job, Berkeley.
Thank you. I actually made this quiz when I was a sophomore in sociology.
Oh, dang.
This guy looks sad. Yeah, he's sort of looking down at the ground, mouth closed, wondering what the fuck went wrong. He was hired to be an actor, and now he's taking photos for this really rudimentary quiz, and he's not happy about it. I'm going to go with, I mean, it could be sad, it could be embarrassment or shame, really. I guess I'll just go with, he's not making eye contact with me, so maybe I'll do shame.
Nice. Avoid the gaze. I'm glad you're starting to pay attention to more than just the mouth. You know?
Yeah.
And that is correct.
Yep.
Eyes
looking downward.
Yep. The expression is frequently confused with sadness, but shame doesn't involve the muscle movement of the sad face. The eyebrows pulled in and partly up with the lip corners moving down. That's sadness. That's interesting. Yeah.
Sadness really interesting. Is like, if nobody comes to your birthday tomorrow, that'll be sadness. But like, if you cause them all to leave because of your nasty behavior, that's shame.
Right. That's exactly it. That's exactly it. I wouldn't be frowning if that had happened, you know? We have a new person here who is expressing...
This is just a random 14-year-old they threw in. The photo is smaller than everybody else. She's still in the black turtleneck, of course. Mm-hmm. And she's giving one of the worst smiles I've ever seen. It's like kind of askew, barely teeth, kind of not. If this is happiness... You got to find a new actor.
Yeah.
You have to find a new actor.
It's got
to
be politeness. Because lips aren't actually... it's not actually curved up into the smile.
Yeah. She's just sort of being like...
The smile, actually.
Thank you, dipshit. Hi. This is basically just making a face that says like, hey.
Yeah.
So I'll go politeness, yeah.
All right. Correct. Yeah. The muscles remain relaxed in the eyes.
So that's look at that. This is a non-Duchenne smile. They got names for this shit.
Wow.
Oh, this guy's being coy. He's looking down and to the left, smiling, touching his cheek, almost asking for a kiss or something like that.
Hmm.
We've already done sadness, shame, and embarrassment. So is this love?
Is this love?
I would not have guessed it, but it has to be just by process of elimination.
Incorrect. It's embarrassing.
He's embarrassed. Why is he happy?
He's kind of smiling.
I guess love and embarrassment are very similar, right?
Are they? I mean, embarrassment can smile through embarrassment. All right. I think we have two.
Oh
more.
My God. Barry is back and he just sucked on a lemon. His eyes are fully closed. His mouth is pursed. His face is being sucked inward towards the middle of his head. That is,
I don't know if Barry,
I guess either pain or disgust, but let's go pain. It looks like he just stubbed his toe.
Yeah.
Good. That's a good move by Barry.
Mm-hmm. Okay. This is the last question, I believe.
Holy shit. Okay. This lady is just smiling at me. She's just happy. It's either satisfaction, flirtatiousness, love, or compassion. Let's go compassion. That's a new one. And it looks like she feels a little bit happy or sad.
I showed you compassion. I think it's love.
Oh, wait. Yeah, we never did love. I forgot. We guessed love, but it was wrong.
Right.
So this lady is in love with us for sure.
That's probably the hardest one to convey. They're like, show me love. I bet she like kind of cried a little bit for a second because it's just such a beautiful and... Yep, correct. Love.
That's nice.
Yeah. Okay, your score... nice work. You seem naturally well attuned to others' emotions, a vital skill for forming compassionate connections. You scored well above average, but still have room for growth. Research suggests that people can improve
their
emotions.
I blame the actors.
Recognition skills with practice.
I obviously blame the actors.
Yeah, so keep an eye out for our forthcoming empathy training tool designed to boost your emotional intelligence. Very cool.
Fuck that. Now I'm angry and disgusted at the quiz.
So I actually, and now to find out if you are a sociopath, I have a sociopath test that we can take after the break.
Okay, great.
Thank you to BetterHelp for sponsoring this episode of our show.
Oh yeah, baby.
It can be easy to ignore your social battery and spread yourself thin, but that's not helping anybody.
Right on. It is not.
If you're feeling depressed or anxious about the state of the world or some sort of interpersonal relationship you're having with family, friends, loved ones, your job potentially.
Mm. Oh yeah, that's true.
The best way to help yourself out of life's difficult situations is to talk to a professionally licensed therapist. And the best way to find a therapist is with BetterHelp.
Exactly. Right.
Finding a therapist used to be so difficult. You used to like have to ask a friend of a friend, drive to a waiting room, give it a shot, see how it goes. But with BetterHelp, you just fill out a brief questionnaire, you get matched with a licensed therapist right away, and you can switch therapists at any time for no additional charge.
Perfect.
And you know the whole thing's online too.
Oh yeah. So you don't have to drive somewhere. You don't have to sit anywhere. You can just log on from your house. You can even text your therapist, which is very nice.
That's cool. So find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Just visit betterhelp.com/segments today to get 10% off your first month. Therapists can be very expensive. With BetterHelp, they're affordable. And if you go to BetterHelp, HELP.com/segments, you'll even get an extra 10% off their already more affordable price for your first month.
You'll love to hear it.
So treat your mental health seriously. Take advantage of this great offer. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/segments.
Segments.
Thank you, BetterHelp. This HeadGum Podcast is brought to you by Aura Frames.
That is right.
From grandmothers to new mothers. Aunts, even the friends of your life, every mom loves an Aura Frame.
Holy shit, even aunts?
Yes, especially aunts.
Oh, well.
Because it was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. I mean, these Aura Frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages.
I believe it.
You have an Aura Frame, don't you?
Yes, I actually more than believe it. I know it. I've got one for my mom, my mother-in-law, my grandmother-in-law.
And dare I say, your aunt?
And dare you say, my aunt and my aunt-in-law. Everyone's got one. Everyone loves them.
I mean, Mother's Day is right around the corner, and there's no better gift than a digital photo frame. You give them the frame. It's got preloaded pictures in there. And you know what? You can update it with an app. So every time you take a new picture of a sweet little person or place or thing in your life, it gets automatically sent to that frame.
Exactly.
And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. Holy smokes.
Excellent deal.
Yeah, that's AuraFrames.com. You use the code HEADGUM at checkout to save.
HEADGUM. Nice.
Yes. HeadGum. It's easy to set up. It's loved by everybody, including Oprah, including your aunt.
Mm-hmm.
So do check them out. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code HeadGum at checkout to save.
Damn right.
And terms and conditions apply, of course.
Of course.
Thanks again to Aura. All right, we're back. After pretty much acing that emotional intelligence quiz.
Pretty much.
You're now giving me a test to see if I'm an emotionless sociopath, which yes. is basically, you know, someone that just feels nothing. I remember reading like an explanation of it is like if somebody dropped to their death right in front of you, you'd wonder like if you could have their shoes or something like that.
Mm, yeah. That
so you're just completely trash. Unfazed by
yeah.
extreme things in front of you.
I think I'm probably close on the sociopath scale.
Oh, interesting. Okay. All right. So this is what? A sociopath test you're giving me?
Yeah. It's like a police test maybe that see if you're psychotic. It's a Rorschach. Or it's a Rorschach test is what it
okay.
is. So I've shared my screen again. What you need to do is memorize the image that is in front of you.
Yeah, which is like an ink blot, and it sort of looks like a bat that's flattened with ink.
Okay, nice. That's actually great, because now we have a list of things that you will choose that it resembles.
I see.
Choose what would be the best description of the image you just saw and mark it in the column first. If there's a second
a bat is one of them.
Yeah, that fits well too. Mark it in column two. So you think it was basically a bat?
I do think it was a bat. Was and number two, else? I'll go a pelvis.
Oh, nice. And
yeah.
Okay, and you don't have to say anything after. If you want to, you can.
Okay.
All right. So here's
and then another. Yeah, this is a very visual test. This is like a real visual quiz. Perfect for a podcast. Okay, so right now we're seeing, it looks like a clown sort of wiped his face on a napkin, and that's what I'm seeing here as okay. the image. Okay.
All right, so now we have a bunch of options here. We've got like a bug someone stepped on.
Oh, look one at of the that. Options two clowns is one of them.
What? Really?
Yeah.
Two clowns. Wow, look at that.
Yeah, that's fun.
All right, so that's the one. Is there anything else?
And I'll go black and red for number two.
You can kind of see which one's the psychopath's.
Yeah, because one of them like, is a bloody spinal column. Trust me, I know what that looks like. I've seen it and
ball.
I felt nothing.
Yeah. And also, one of the answers is always nothing at all. if you're saying nothing at all to every question on the Rorschach test, then you are guilty.
Yeah.
All right. Memorizing this image here.
This looks like two ladies with their butts out, sort of at a pottery wheel. And yeah, there's a red bow tie between them for some reason.
All right. The options, two birds, meet in a butcher shop, two men, part of my body, red and black, a colored butterfly, spots of blood and paint, monkeys hanging by their tails, a red bow tie, nothing at all, and something not listed here.
I'll go meet in a butcher shop and spots of blood. Yeah, I didn't see any of this stuff. I guess I saw two men more than anything. I thought it was two ladies at a pottery wheel. Mm-hmm. So I'll go two men and then that's
red
it.
Red bow tie. Not, yeah. No, okay. Here's another one.
Another Rorschach. This one looks like I see the head of a dragon at the bottom and a turkey. It's sort of like a Thanksgiving turkey, but where the ass would be, it's the head of a dragon. Let's see where it goes.
All right. Head of an animal.
Nice.
Lungs and chest. A nasty mess. a pair of boots, black smoke and dirt. Nothing at all. A man in a fur coat. Super creepy. An animal skin, a big gorilla, an x-ray picture, and something not listed.
Ooh. So let's go number one, head of an animal. Number two, a big gorilla.
Cool. Very cool.
But it really looked like a turkey to me.
All right.
This one, again, it just looks like a bat that's flattened. Maybe a moth or a butterfly.
And
Look at that. A bat or a butterfly.
Oh, perfect.
Number one.
Yeah, nothing else. That's the one.
This one is weird. This one looks like a maple leaf that's flattened, and then the top of it is a stick. Okay, so I see a leaf, but I also see like kind of a spine, like the two muscles on the other side of a spine. Mm-hmm. All right, let's move on to the possible option choices.
Two X-ray. King's crowns?
No. A turtle? I don't think so. I saw a leaf, a maple leaf. Let's go nothing at all.
Whoa.
Oh, no, actually, something not listed here.
Okay, that's nice. If it doesn't look like anything, then you really do have a problem.
This one looks like nothing to me. It looks like, I don't know, a semicircle.
You don't see like two old ladies kind of like bumping bellies in a dance circle?
Yeah, maybe, but then they have no legs.
Oh, yeah.
It's sort of like when my dog is like dragging his body, this is like what his legs look like. So it's just like two legs sort of flared out.
Mm. Smoker clouds, two women talking. That was one of the nice things. Part of my body, animals or animal heads, nothing at all. A map, dirty ice and snow, lamb's tail, an x-ray picture, bookends.
I'll go nothing at all for this one. This one felt like nothing to me.
You actually did say that. All right. Yeah.
Oh, this one's a real colorful. It's not just black and white. We got some real colors, and it looks like a fish flayed out, almost like the x-ray of a fish, or the top of a skull, like looking down on someone, their skull, so like the nose is at the top.
Top of a skull. Very sociopathic, actually.
Yeah. Horseshoe, pink, blue, and orange. I did notice the colors, so let's choose pink, blue, and orange.
That's number one. You did notice that first.
Yeah. And one of the options is fire and ice, life and death. So, not that. Let's go second one is parts of my body. It looks like kind of like an x-ray.
All right.
Oh, wait, an x-ray is one of them.
Oh.
X-ray picture.
Wait. Oh, yeah, x-ray picture. Nice. Okay.
Wow, this one's very beautiful. Looks like a watercolor.
You'd hang this in your house.
Yeah. But again, the actual shape is nothing. Mm-hmm. It's just a random blot. I don't see anything here.
All right, well,
I see colors. And
see if anything.
Nothing at all.
Seahorses, lobsters, flowers, parts of my body, smoke, flames, deer, horns of a deer.
I see nothing but hate, greed, animus, anger,
venom,
desire. Why does nobody want me, love me? I'll say nothing at all. But again, this is painting me into some sort of sociopath. This one's a very colorful. Crazy. Looks like a beautiful Parisian landscape. We got the Eiffel Tower at the top. It kind of looks like a Chinese New Year, just like light, nice, brightly lit pattern. I don't know what I would see here. Oh, look at this, a Chinese print.
Yeah.
Nailed it.
Nice.
A Chinese print, and then... I see what they're trying to lead me to, parts of my insides. No, I don't think it looks like parts of my insides. Now I'm getting angry that the quiz is sort of trying to harass me.
Okay. All right. That is the quiz.
Okay.
And now we have to take a little survey. Hold on.
To see. Oh, I see. So it's asking me for my demographic information. So demographic survey. So, you know, they can sort of get their own data from us.
I don't know why I'm
not putting in my fucking email.
I'm filling it out so honestly. All right, your results. Your score is 4 out of 10, meaning you selected 4 answers that are commonly given by individual with some psychological disturbance.
Not really.
Howard Erickson used 4 or more poor answers as the criteria for a cognitively disturbed individual.
I don't think so. I'm actually not really cognitively disturbed. I mean, one of them did look like a dead animal. I'm not saying that I'm obsessed with that idea.
Wow.
Or anything.
You actually did pretty badly. Most people only answer 2 questions like that.
I'll change my answer then. I don't see the Chinese print. And I don't see nothing at all.
I think that it was the nothing at all. It was when you were seeing skulls and nothing. That's the danger.
This fucking quiz set me up to fail. And so did you. Yeah.
Well, you aced the first one.
That's good. So I have high emotional intelligence and I'm also a fucking psychopath.
Yeah.
All right. So, okay. So how would you, you know, what would you categorize me as having taken these 2 tests? Would you say that's an accurate representation of me? I mean, clearly not, right? I get what's going on. I'm emotionally intelligent. I'm not insane.
I think you're a disturbed individual.
I don't think so. Yeah. I'm happy. I'm happy-go-lucky, actually.
Really? But right now you're smiling and you're laughing, but your eyes aren't actually wrinkled. So you're actually just being polite. And now
I could fucking strangle you.
Yeah,
I could kill
you. You turn on a dime.
Fucking mad at you. Well, I don't know. Why wasn't I invited to your fucking birthday party?
You can come if you want.
Piece of shit.
You can come if you want.
I'll fly in. Right, I'll fly in right now because I don't really understand emotional cues. And actually, when I look at you, all I see is meat and bone.
Yeah. It's very bad.
All right, sweet. That's our quizzes. That's our testing bonus Thursday episode for today.
That's right.
We'll be back next Thursday with another quiz for you. Actually, I think you're going to really hate the next quiz because it's going to be all about like how fucking messed up you are.
I didn't design this quiz for you to hate. I designed it for you to pass. And you actually, you showed everyone you were psychotic.
Starting to fucking bleed out of my nose.
My God.
And of course, we'll be back on Monday with our 500th episode of If I Were You.
Good Lord.
See you guys soon.
Later.
That was a HeadGum Original.
Hey there, podcast listener. Good news. We're doing another HeadGum Happy Hour in New York City.
Whoa, that's amazing news. Amir, why don't you tell the folks when and where it is?
Okay, fine. It's Tuesday, May 7th at 7:30 p.m. at the Bell House.
Okay, and why don't you tell everybody who the fucking hosts are?
Yeah, that would be us. It would be, we're hosting it. It's Jake and Amir.
Okay, and how about this, you little piece of shit? Why don't you tell everybody who is going to be performing? Who is this show featuring?
All right, I don't appreciate being called that, but it is featuring Charlie Bardet, Natalie Rotter-Leitman of Exploration
Live. And why don't you tell them, why don't you tell them who else it's featuring?
Yeah, Millie Tamaras and Elise Morales of the Go Touch Grass podcast and
some surprise guests as well.
More, yes.
And Mir, why don't you go ahead and close this out now? You say something like, thanks for listening. We'll see you at the show or something like that. Why don't you go ahead and do that?
Okay, I will. It's
can you do that?
So go buy a ticket at headgum.com/live and we'll see you there.
All right. Bye.